It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Wall dick, but yeah!
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the five sector.
It's esoteric. Let's start with the ugly guy first. First up, Tony Mazz. You look better in a goldie mask. I'm glad I hear you and I see you with your homely ass. You a Yankees fan, man, that disturbs me. You're worth less than a Zolak jersey.
I'm right there with you.
Sup, Zo? I guess you kinda went pro. You got a show, cause every game in the 90s you had front row. And Mark Bertrand Beetle, I saw it firsthand. Donuts, he all about looking like a Spurs fan. Wallach, he ain't smart, reading stats on laptops. Looking like an eagle, he could be the BC mascot. Cut the mic on Michael Felger, bright and early. Kid. I'm a son of kind of like Michael Hurley did. Your hot takes are kind of cold instead. Jimmy Hayes had you shaking in your Nantucket Reds. Is it Big Jim Murray or Bald Jim Murray? Hat always on his dome. He's unknown like Adam Jones. Piece of TNR. I'ma let him slide because I got nothing written. Just kidding. Move, Rich, and get Fred out the way because today I got to use my rap AK and spray. Rich certainly, but geek needing confidence. Always on Twitter, man, retweeting compliments. Yeah, I heard about your league leading dominance, but when I'm in the car, man, it doesn't reach Providence. I know you do your best to entertain, but get a brain. You're as funny as Kevin James, Rich. The Freddie T, I don't got a lot for you, except maybe that your wife is too hot for you. The way that you be dressing, man, that is what not to do. Looking like a dingbat, sounding like a pig cat. I'm saying that everybody plays the fool. That's appropriate for Fred at the JCC pool. Catch him on Comcast, looking half homeless. A legend in his own mind, like Johnny Gomes is.
Five of Sports Off. It is Toucher and Rich. 6:04 in the Town Fair Tire Studios. Joe Murray in studio once again.
Yo.
Finishing out the week. John's in studio, so you can go on Twitch and see those two fantastic fellows on there. There was something that Esoteric, that, by the way, that was Esoteric, the great Esoteric. And here was a line of that song that just made me laugh. There was something that happened on the show yesterday that I am so ashamed of myself I didn't catch as it was happening. And it took our listeners, and like, I mean, a lot of our listeners, to immediately start tweeting me about it. And I've never been more ashamed of myself that I didn't, because it was something I laughed about 2 to 3 times yesterday, just to myself, because I remembered it. There was a part, we might need to pull this clip later on. There was a moment yesterday where we were interviewing Chris Forsberg from NBC Sports Boston. And at one point, John stops the interview and goes, Chris, like, are there like a ton of birds in the background? Like, what's going on right
there? And there were birds in the background. Were there not? He actually confirmed that I was correct.
And Chris Forsberg's like, oh, yeah, sorry, I just walked outside for a second, and yeah, I'm surprised you could hear these. And all of a sudden, all of, like, the listeners are like, of course John Wallach hears the song of his people. Of course he's distracted. It's his family members trying to speak to him. And I just, there were several times where I just was yesterday sitting by myself, and I would start cackling. I was laughing so hard. And I was so ashamed that I missed that when you did it. Like, it took until, like, 5 minutes afterwards. And there's a point in the interview where I just, Chris's words turned into blah, blah, blah. And Chris is a great guest, and he was saying, like, really interesting stuff. But, I mean, when those tweets started coming in, I was dying.
We lost you. We lost you for a little while.
You lost me for a moment there.
I was carrying it, and Joe asked a question. I'm like, where's Rich?
I'm sitting there, and I'm watching, and then it was laughing, but then it was shame. Like, how did I not immediately realize that, of course, it was John Wallach who was distracted by the bird sounds in the background because it was the call of his people? Oh, my God. I might need to hear that later on today. That's a moment that it just got better as the day went on. And I heard that esoteric thing, and he said, you know, Wallach could be the BC mascot. And once again, it's just, and shame on me for not catching it immediately. Because you know what? If I did, however, it might have taken away from the listeners being so effing fantastic. Hang on. Do we have? Is this it right here? Look at Mike. Lockhart's just on it. Hang on. All right. So this is what, if you missed it, this is what happened yesterday.
You know, you were one pick away from this guy or that guy.
Hey, Chris, I hate to interrupt, but are you on a walk at a nature preserve? Are you out in a park somewhere? I hear, like, birds chirping in the background.
This phone microphone picks up every single bird, every woodpecker.
The comments on Twitter are just John Wallach hearing the songs of his people in the background. Ryan Johnson, of course John Wallach, distracted by bird sounds. Mike, leave it to John Wallach to pick out the bird calls going on during the interview. Hashtag
what can I tell
ears.
You? It's chirping in the background. What can I say?
It's like a dog whistle. It's like you're the only one that heard it.
The NBA is back, but all John hears is those birds
That's
chirping,
right.
man.
That's right. You okay? My God.
I mean, that's
we've lost Rich again.
And not to mention, it's an interview. So it's like, you know, you're trying to, like, come up with a question.
Yeah.
But all you hear is the German.
That's right. All the important stuff had already been covered. We all got the information we needed to get.
I don't know if it's archived. I think it is. I'm going to need to go back and watch Twitch. And just see if your face in the 2 minutes leading up to that question were just like your eyes started bugging out of your head and your head started twitching as if you were trying to decipher what your cousin was saying to you through the
That's
phone.
That's right. My head cocked slightly to the left. What?
And your eye, right? And your right eye opens and then you kind of slide it to the right like.
Sure. Just like a parrot. Right.
Oh, God. I might be the only one that finds that funny, but oh, my God.
Ugh. Man, you needed that laugh today, man. Like,
you're all right. You need to get out a little more. Right? I think you need to go see some people and actually socially.
No,
you know.
I mean, that's true. Well, that, I mean, that
my
is
God.
Totally true. That is totally true. So I like, man, that was. So there you go. Yeah. There's going to be a random point in the show. I'm just going to start laughing about that, and maybe we're all gone insane. But maybe I'm the only one that found it funny.
No, the listeners are great because that was not something that ended when the show ended from my Twitter feed. I mean,
it just kept going.
Oh, sure it did. Sure it did. I mean, of course it did. The listeners are the greatest because they just catch something and they're like, "Yeah, I was listening on the pod." Because not everyone listens from 6 to 10; they check out the podcast later. So then the people that caught up and were listening to the podcast, I heard from them as the day went on.
Oh, that was fantastic. That's the most I've laughed in a while. So how is it being back this week? Like with the you're now finishing a Wallach, your first week.
back in the very empty still station from what I mean, this is the phase where, you know, the only real people that are coming, like, there's just a couple of on air people who have been let back in.
Right.
I know that even if I wanted to come back right now,
you
that
can't.
I couldn't sit in that studio.
That's right.
I
You'd have to sit to in that booth to our right where Nick is. But, you know, we talked about this earlier this week. It's good to be back. It breaks up the routine. You were saying, you know, you need to socialize more. I haven't seen Nick. I haven't seen Joe. I haven't seen Dan. I haven't seen Mike. I haven't seen anybody in a long time. So coming to work and seeing people and actually, you know, talking is great. And the other thing is, and you're going through this, Rich, and a lot of people out there are going through this, the day is not even half over once you get off air, because there's school that needs to be helped with, and there are subjects that need to be taught. And I got to be honest with you, I just need the break. You're coming in here gives me, you know, a break. And then you actually, and you have said this in the past, Rich, the car ride home is like your sanctuary. You have you have time to unwind and, you know, relax a little bit. And then you get home and you're in the chaos. That is so important at this point, because when you are done and you're working from home, you step outside your office, or in your case, bedroom, whatever the case may be, and you're thrown right into the fire. The kids are doing eight things, and Mary's teaching a class too, right? So I mean,
it's the
immediate changeover, and that's the thing. My wife is working from home also and needs to get to it, and as soon as I'm done, it's my turn. You know what I mean? So this period of time where I'm in the office and I get the break on the car ride home, it's such a great thing.
Well,
it's,
I mean,
that was lovely.
That's the moment I'm looking forward to more than anything. Oh. Is just being in my car, and I don't even care about, like, it's almost like I've, oh sweet traffic. Where have you been? Like, the thing that I hated the most, I'm now looking forward to almost the most. And so and by the way, I think that I might have a. Not I might. I do. I have a loose date that I'm going to be coming back.
Oh, good.
I talked to Mary's doctor yesterday, and it's all been about that. I'm like, you set the timeline. I don't care. What do you want to do? And it's looking like more than likely in the middle of July, unless things change. I mean, you know, there might be a massive spike, you know, because of, you know, everything that's been happening
over
the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, that could happen. But
right.
But if everything kind of continues the way it's supposed to, then it sounds like Fred's going to be back in 2 weeks, and then I'll be back probably about 2 weeks after that.
By then, you know, you're hoping the way the phases are working, maybe all three of us can be in the same studio by the middle of July.
Who knows? Yeah. Maybe I'll get my own little palace. Just be able to stay in my own little area so I can, you know, no one has to touch the boogers on my keyboard and all that stuff.
Hey, Rich, I do got to tell you, though, like, I've had some quality time here with John Wallach. Like, I don't know, him getting out of the house and, like, talking, it's like he's, like, letting loose, man.
I'm going to be annoying, too. Like, when I'm around people, it's going to be annoying.
Wait.
I'm going to annoy
everybody. Who said I was being annoying?
Is he being a little bit annoying, Joe?
No. I mean, I think he's like, you know, big swinging Johnson. Like,
okay, well, I mean,
he's like the guy I want to, like, go hang out with and go get drinks with.
Honest to God, Rich, you notice Rich immediately went there and said, yeah, if I got out, I'd be annoying too.
Like, okay, well, of course,
Wallach's annoying. He's talking to you off the air. He's got to be annoying.
Maybe that wasn't fair. I don't know if you're being annoying. I know I'm going to be annoying.
Okay,
you're going to want me to shut the hell up because, as I said, I mean, face-to-face conversations, I haven't had any with anyone except for my family.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, I'm not kidding. Except for, like, you know, the couple of seconds that you have when you're getting groceries or something like that. I mean, that has honestly been it. So when you see me, you're going to hate me.
You know, like, what saved me? You know, I and everyone else who's been quarantined and working from home or just being at home goes through the same thing. You know what really saved me these 3 months? Owning a new dog. You're walking through the neighborhood with the dog. You know, I see people, a lot of people who go to my kids' school, parents who have kids that go to my kids' elementary school. I see them on the walk, and we stop and we talk for a while about what they're doing and how they're homeschooling the kids and what they're doing, getting the kids out and about, that kind of stuff. That is a saving grace at this period of time. It really is.
So if I didn't
have a dog, you spend more time inside, and I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. Well, all I know is that I'm going to show up, and you're going to have to tell me to shut the hell up between breaks, because I haven't interacted with a human being since face to face March 10th. When was that last day? I think we were there.
Yeah,
so
whatever that Thursday was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that day. I remember that.
The 12th. Yeah. The 12th. So just get ready. And it's going to be obnoxious, but I just want to get things going again.
we're getting close. So,
yep. I know we are. And sports is coming back, which is awesome, which we need to talk about. Because not only did you have some solidification from the NBA, but now it looks like another one of the leagues is right behind them. We will get to that, all of that, with what happened last night right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5, the Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. And now, it's officially official.
Let's come as close to normal as we can. And as close to normal as we can is top eight in the West, top eight in the East, playing four rounds of seven games. So then that's what we intend to do, and our goal is to crown a champion.
And with that, cue Gene Simmons. As predicted, the NBA Board of Governors voted yesterday to approve a 22-team format to restart the season. The land where dreams come true and wallets are pillaged. Dan Roach runs around with a permagrin on his face, covered in peanut butter. Walt Disney World. Tip-off, July 31st, and what could be the beginning of the greatest sports summer of all time. The vote, 29-1, with the Portland Trailblazers being the only lone vote against the proposal, because there always has to be one a-hole in the room.
That doesn't make any sense, though. I mean, I remember Damian Lillard was like, look, I'm not going to Orlando just to be a punching bag. If I'm going to Orlando, I want a chance to get in the tournament and get into the playoffs. And right now, Portland's 3.5 games out of that eighth spot in the West. And then the NBA came up with the plan and said, okay, you're right. Let's schedule 8 games for everybody, and you'll get a chance to make up the ground. Yeah. So this plan helps Portland. And the ownership still voted against it, even though Lillard got exactly what he wanted.
I'm weird how the players might feel about it. They had a good run last year. I know they were out there big man at one point, but like,
and his Cantor.
Cantor did very well.
Yeah, and his Cantor was starting center
just,
down there.
It's just weird that they're one of the I wonder how they look at ownership after that. Either way,
Joe and John, I read something that it had to do with, like, they wanted everyone to know that there were better proposals in their minds that were out there. I think
insane.
Well, it was something about you get a better lottery pick if you. It had to do with there was a proposal that where you were in the standings affected your lottery pick in a different way. It was really dumb. It just seemed like they were bitching just a bitch. But as we now know, more details on how this is all going to work. It all came out yesterday. Not all of it, but most of it. Under the plan, 13 Western Conference teams, 9 Eastern Conference teams are going to play 8 regular season seeding games. And then you got the possible play-in tournament for the 8th seed. And finally, a playoffs that is going to look very much like it always has. Teams are going to begin training in Orlando starting July 9th through 11th. After that, it is going to be an absolute assault of basketball. The regular season will extend 16 days with 5 to 6 games per day.
Awesome.
There will be 4 hours between games on each individual court. That's to accommodate overtimes, cleanings, warm-ups. The league is going to be using 3 courts in the complex for those games. So in the 8-game regular season format, each team is expected to play 1 back-to-back. That's shocking. Only 1? That's more spaced out than I thought it was going to be.
Well, so, no, I would bet there's going to be 3 games in 4 days, maybe 4 games in 5 days. Like you go back-to-back, day off, at least 1 more game after that. You know what I mean? It's not like you're going to have 2 days between games ever.
Well, I mean, no, I'm talking about for the individual teams.
No, I understand. Only 1 back-to-back, but I'm betting you have a 3rd game on that 4th day. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. There's going to be like a million games going on. I mean, and here's my favorite part about all of this. Something that, in my opinion, has been a major issue with the NBA playoffs since the beginning is not only the lag between the games that they've had, sometimes going as far as 4 days in between games in the same city, which drove me crazy, but also the lag between rounds when you have a situation when a round ends early and you just have to wait because it happened to be on the calendar at a certain date. Not this year. According to the proposal, the NBA is expected to be aggressive in moving up the dates to start the next playoff series when the previous round's series come to an end. And the NBA Finals format is expected to include games every other day. Oh, great. Sweet heavens. That's great. It's perfect. Now just get rid of about 3 timeouts per half, and you fixed everything wrong with basketball. Don't change. Stay with that. Every other day, and then move in the finals, and then move up the playoffs each round when there's that huge lag in time. Like, let's say you get a 4 or a 5-game series instead of the 7-game series, which that could save you sometimes upwards of a week. You have to sit and you have to wait for basketball.
You get to a point where this is a chance for basketball to really shine. People who aren't basketball fans that have been starved for sports, this is an opportunity for them really to shine. And remember, we were talking about baseball having a chance to be first. Yeah. And get people's eyes on them. Well, right now, baseball's not going to be first. Yeah. Basketball's going to be first. So the casual sports fan that was on the fence about basketball and really didn't care about it, now you're going to get a chance to see the best players in the world play with a lot on the table, and they're going to get all those casual fans that baseball had a shot at.
Yeah, this is something. I mean, and on top of that, now that they've done it, you know, everyone was looking for the dam breakers, and you can't really count the MMA because that's more of an individual sport. I mean, this is a huge organized, I mean, the amount of parts that are moving all over this, the amount of players and coaches, the fact that the NBA did this first is once again why they have the best commissioner in sports.
Rich, well, it's interesting you bring that up, and you were talking about coaches. Did you see that people are angry at Commissioner Adam Silver, but for a really strange reason? Usually when personnel involved with NBA teams gets upset with the commissioner, it's because the commissioner is unilaterally telling them to do something that they don't want to do. The problem here is that Adam Silver is erring on the side of caution, and the head coaches are thinking, you're out of your mind, I want to do this. The problem is Adam Silver said yesterday, I'm worried about our older coaches. Like Greg Popovich is 71. Alvin Gentry, who coaches New Orleans, is 66. Rick Carlisle is 60. And the worry is, if someone catches the coronavirus, older coaches would be at risk. And so Adam Silver basically said yesterday, in a situation like that, in order to keep older coaches from catching the virus, they would, you know, instruct their players in the locker room, and then once the game starts, they would watch from further back and in the crowd, in the empty seats, or up in a luxury suite or something like that, remove themselves from the bench. And Alvin Gentry said, "What are you talking about? I can't coach like that. No one can coach like that." And pretty much unilaterally, all the older coaches, and I guess including Popovich, said, "You're nuts. Let us do our jobs." And Rick Carlisle, who's a head coach of the Dallas Mavericks and the head of the NBA Coaches Association, sat down with Silver last night and said, virtually sat down with Silver last night and said, "Don't worry about that stuff."
Yeah,
keep the
D'Antoni
testing.
Said the same thing.
Yeah, D'Antoni's another guy who's like 67, 68 years old.
69. He's the second oldest.
I just find it odd the way that Rob Manfred is being portrayed, and we all have our shot at Gary Bettman. Adam Silver is being criticized for being too cautious.
I know. Well, here's Wojnarowski talking about that.
There might be scenarios where older coaches would not be allowed to be on the bench during games. I talked to Mike D'Antoni from Houston, Alvin Gentry, the New Orleans coach, both north of 67 years old, about the possibility that they might have to wear masks coaching their team. You know, both coaches really pushed back at the idea of them being singled out. And I think they felt if you wanted to have all of the coaches wear masks because that's an important safety protocol, absolutely. But don't single us out.
And the thing is, too, is that, you know, they're going to be at that point by the time the games, actually start, they're going to be together in this quote-unquote bubble for almost a month where everyone's being tested every day. That's the plan. You get tested every day while you're down there. Listen, I'm all about being cautious, but in that type of environment, if I'm Mike D'Antoni, I'm probably thinking the exact same thing that he is, and that is, listen, I'm going to be all right. You know, if it's different if someone gets a negative test or a positive test, rather, in a week leading up to it, I would understand that situation. But I mean, if you're tested every day and you've been in this bubble for a month up to that point, when you finally get real basketball, then you leave it up to them. You don't make it mandatory. And it doesn't sound like Silver was trying to make it mandatory. I, once again, as you said, you know, if anything he's been criticized for, it's being too cautious. But, I mean, it's going to be something that is going to be in the hands of the coaches in the end. I think we know that. Well, we were talking about the other dates that they put on the calendar. Draft lottery, August 25th, according to yesterday's meeting. The NBA draft on October 15th. And this out of all the things that came out of yesterday, I think one of the most shocking was that they had said that the next season, not beginning on Christmas, but they're saying likely beginning on December 1st. What is that?
Usually you get three and a half months off. I mean, the NBA finals end the middle of June, and then Rich, you and I are sitting at that table on media day, October 1st. I mean, you get 3 months off basically between seasons. And now they're saying 3 weeks or so before we kick it into gear again, get training camp started, or 4 weeks. And then the season starts, you know, December 1 after being done in the middle of September. I mean, if I'm the NBA Players Association and the head of the NFLPA said yesterday, that kind of caught us by surprise. The NFLPA still has to ratify this thing today. There's going to be pushback on this.
Well, here's why they will ratify it. And I think it's the reason that both sides wanted to happen them, despite it's going to be, you know, not the best offseason. And that's because the more games, the more pay. And these players know that the amount of money that they're going to make. Look what happened with baseball right now. They know that the more money that these teams are going to make from the contracts, it doesn't hurt them when there's negotiations. If you can try to have next season be as close to a normal season as far as games,
but you're starting 6 weeks late. I mean, you're starting 6 weeks late. You're still trying to get out by the end of June, and you're playing the same amount of games.
I know, but you can extend it probably 2 weeks and still be safe for the Olympics.
Yeah.
On top of that, you can get rid of certain, like, you know, the All-Star break. You can do things there. You know what? You can move games a little closer together. I have a feeling they're going to do everything they can because they know the kind of money that's at stake if they don't have something similar to a full. That's the whole reason why they're moving it up. I mean, there's honestly, just schematically, there's no reason to only have a month and a half break, because that's what they would have. That you would want it at least at Christmas. I mean, at the earliest, you'd want it at Christmas.
I agree.
But then I saw that proposal, and I'm like, well, that's because they full well know that they can't have their bottom line affected for a second year. And they're going to try to move things around to where the money and the game stay as similar as it normally was going to be, because they're already bleeding cash.
I would love to see if there's an All-Star break. I really would, because if there isn't,
maybe there's no All-Star break in the Olympics or being considered. Do you still think there will be an Olympics next year?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I do. Now, listen, maybe instead of an All-Star game, you just have another virtual game of horse.
Oh perfect.
I think you just bring that.
What did that
back.
Sound like again?
I don't have the clip. Oh, I can't pull up close. I know it's the worst, but my machine's like a little screwy right now.
Maybe they could take something away from what baseball did. Maybe do it in the offseason. You know, maybe not have the All-Star game.
In the week and a half that is the offseason for the NBA.
Well, no, I mean not like the next offseason.
No, the next offseason, I'm sure that would be fantastic. But no, I mean, that was, out of all the things that came out of it, that was the most shocking. All right, we'll get to a little bit more of this. And on top of that, there was another league yesterday, a big one, and one that I know you've been waiting for, that said, you know what, now that you've dipped your toe in the water there, NBA, we're about to jump in the pool with you. So we'll get to that right after Joe Murray's headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
You got to chill.
Chill.
Sports Hub, this is Toucher and Rich, and that's a song playing that 99.9% of the time John Wallach would be able to identify, unless we were actually playing a game where he had to identify it.
It's EPMD. Yeah, no, you're right. I probably wouldn't get it.
During the game. Yeah. Something very strange, although you did somewhat redeem yourself during the 902-0 version.
Thank you.
That was not bad. You were not shut out. You ended up getting 2 out of 5, and at least we know that not all hope is lost. Well, we're talking real quick just to kind of wrap up what the NBA did yesterday, because it's a lot, and it's important too, because other leagues are going to take a look at how they launched this and use it as a blueprint on how to continue. And everyone's been waiting for the first big league to do it. And the MLS is kind of waving their hands like, hey, what about us? I know they're doing the same thing too, but I mean, this is going to be a monument. And I think MLS is going to be down in Disney too, right?
Yep, that's right. Yep.
So they've got that going. So that means Sarge is going to be busy. He's going to be doing play-by-play. Not play-by-play, but announcing to
him. I don't know if that's going to be happening.
No, Sarge is Foxborough only, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I do know that, I got to think, I wonder if the TV play-by-play people are going to go down to Florida.
They just announced in baseball they're not go. Well, if they do anything, it will be remote. But I don't know. Like, remember Grandy was on right recently,
That's Grandy. Like, radio's one thing, and you know what? And it's great too, because Cedric Maxwell obviously always, you know, mocks how important they are in the scheme of things. I mean, you know, we're the flotsam and jetsam of the broadcasting industry, our side of things. But I mean, someone like Mike Gorman, you know, I wonder whether they're going to want the TV side of things down there. Probably not, but you never know. And listen, Ray Hudson for years, my favorite, my favorite commentator. You know, he's done all those soccer matches from just a small room watching the TV, and you would never know. And Gorman's done this before too with the Olympics. You know, he did Olympic handball. Did he do it for two different Olympics or just the one? But either way, he has experience. So.
Yeah. Gorman was famously told us the first Olympic handball game he ever saw was the first one he called from a booth in Connecticut.
Like, he had to learn everything about handball.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks before he called his first Olympic handball game.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and because Gorman's a pro, that dude probably ended up knowing more than most of the coaches. So, I mean, good, you know, good for him. But there are – this is another thing that everyone's going to be watching is how are they going to keep these people safe? How do you keep the everyone comfortable, the players, the coaches? And one thing that had been discussed is what happens when somebody gets COVID-19, they test positive. Do you shut down the team? You know, what actions are you going to take? And Adam Silver says shutting down the team or the league, that will not be the case.
You know, we've been dealing with a group of our experts plus public health authorities down in Florida now. And the view is that if we were testing every day and we're able to trace, in essence, the contacts that player has had, we're able to, in essence, contain that player, you know, and separate him from his team, and we're continuing to test every day. The belief is we would not have to shut down if a single player tested positive.
God, he sounds like Goodell on the phone. Without the clown nose.
He does.
Players and coaches, by the way, are going to be allowed to golf and eat at outdoor restaurants, and I'm sure it's probably for some of these teams that have like kids. Like imagine when the kids I think are the family's allowed to stay with them during the finals. So if they make the finals, your family's allowed to go there. Imagine like if you're a kid and you're at Disney World, but you're not allowed to go to Disney World.
What a killer!
Like you can't go to the parks. Like
you know, it's like right over there. Nope, sorry, honey. Yeah. Let's go play golf.
It's gonna piss you off. But now one group of people who seem to be a little upset about all this are the 8 teams that didn't make the cut to head to Disney. And Kedrick Perkins, who I'll listen to him talk about anything. He was asked what he thought about those teams who were complaining.
You know who they should be mad at? Them damn selves for taking the season for granted and not winning games. It's hard to win in the NBA. So you look at a team like the Memphis Grizzlies who have been playing winning and inspiring basketball since day one. They deserve to be there. To those other guys, hey, I feel sorry for your loss. You didn't win. You didn't take it more seriously. So now it's like me sending my kids upstairs for punishment to go in their rooms and tell them, hey, go think about what you just done. Now they have 90 NBA teams that are not at Disney. They have more than enough time to think about, hey, I didn't win. I didn't develop a winning culture. Hey, what do I need to do? And if they care, they should be pissed off. They should be pissed off at themselves, and they should watch these playoffs and say, you know what? Next year, we got to get back in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Kenny Perkins.
You know what else? Just thought about this. Another reason for December 1st would be to help those teams that aren't playing any games in this tournament because they're going to take about 9 months off before they play again.
Like Steph Curry.
Yeah, seriously, Curry is going to take 9 months off. Think about Kevin Durant. Yeah. If he doesn't play this summer, I mean,
he's not going to play this summer, right?
Well, like they don't know yet.
The betting odds moved tremendously in favor of Brooklyn. I don't think they play, but there's a chance they will. And to Wallach's point, 9 months off—that's rough. But there are other teams. The Knicks, like, what are they going to do? They're going to get a new coach.
The Knicks are going to try and hire Tom Thibodeau as their new head coach and play, but 9 months off between games is unprecedented, and I understand why teams would be upset about that, and I got to believe that's why the NBA wants to move up the start a little bit.
Okay, one thing too, John, and maybe you can clarify this for me. Once the playoffs start, they're not mixing conferences anymore, right? It's going to be East teams versus East teams until the finals,
right?
I
didn't see that.
I thought I did see that last night, and I know that there's a disproportionate amount of teams from the West that are coming over, but that's just because of where they are in the standings. But I do believe that when it's all said and done, it's going to be a classic playoff format.
Ultimately, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Celtics still, if things stay the way they are, would get Philadelphia in the first round, regardless of if they mixed the West and the East or not. And they still have to go through Milwaukee either way. They would just avoid the Clippers in the second round.
You do not want the Clippers in the second round.
No, you do.
Now, that would have been so much fun to see. But, you know, as I've been saying before, if you are someone who truly wants to watch the Celtics get as far as they possibly can, that is just, I mean, that's the hell path to get there. So I think from the stuff that I read last night, and there's still details that are leaking out, I do believe that it's East versus East, West versus West until the finals, just the way it's always been. So, I mean, that was a nice little twist that they threw out there. But to be quite honest, if they want, I guess, the smallest asterisks on this title, you kind of got to do it this way, don't you? Don't you got to try to keep things as similar to what it was going to be originally? That way there's not as much bitching. There's not, well, you got an easier road because of the, I mean, because think about this. If the Clippers ended up beating the Celtics, you know what the big complaint is going to be. The big complaint is going to be, oh, well, they ended up getting to the finals on an easier path because Eastern Conference teams are easier than Western Conference teams.
Yeah, you could have that argument. And I'm all for keeping it East versus East and West versus West as well. A, because you would only have – Celtics, selfishly speaking, you wouldn't have to deal with more than one Western Conference team because that conference is so tough. But the other part of it is, you know, the NBA was talking about wild proposals like, you know, soccer World Cup round robin play and then advancing to a bracket of eight teams and, you know, playing best of sevens from there. That kind of ruins everything that you've done up until now. I mean, keeping it as close to normal as possible, to me, you know, keeps not the sanctity of it, but keeps everything in line. And so there will be fewer questions later.
Also, I just think this helps the league real quick. Like, now we talk about baseball, not like, you know, marketing their players. Now we're going to see these guys live up front, mic'd up. Like, we're going to hear, like, the coaches on the sidelines. Like, this is going to be, like, exposing basketball on a positive level.
NBA gets the chance that Major League Baseball just punted. Yeah. I mean, I can't say enough good things about the NBA because they realize the marketing opportunity. I mean, they're a global marketing giant. But here's a chance to reach an audience you've not reached before. Yep. And they're going to be first. It's brilliant.
And I don't know if it was you, John, who made this point. And if you did, you're a genius. And that is that, and I don't say that often. and that is that the Disney Corporation is going to sink so much money in the promotion of this because they also want the world to know we're open for business. Yep. Like, I mean, because you want to talk about a company that's also taken a hit. They had to shut down all their parks. So part of this and having it at Disney World is a way to show everyone, hey, take a look at what's happening down here in Orlando. You can feel safe to come down here. If LeBron James feel safe coming down to Orlando and staying at Disney, then you and your family should too. So, I mean, they are going to think about the amount of money that they were going to spend anyway to try to get people to come back. Now they have this thing that everyone, the world's going to be tuning into to see. I mean, they are going to try to capitalize on this as much as possible. So get ready. And you know what? To be honest, it's perfect. It really is the perfect scenario, the way that it's all ended up being an ESPN, you know, Disney, ESPN, ABC, all owned by the same company, all owned by Disney. And they're the ones who are going to carry the finals and the playoffs anyway, for the most part. So good for them that they ended up making something work. And meanwhile, the NHL is, they're looking at this and they're going, hey, I'm actually surprised. The NHL may end up having a plan before we know it. And it looks like, according to Pierre LeBrun, who is the Canadian, Adrian Wojnarowski.
He works for the Athletic.
He's the TSN guy, right?
Ex-TSN? Yeah, he's TSN. He used to work for ESPN. Now he works, I believe, out of Toronto for the Athletic and TSN. Yes.
Okay, so he yesterday said that the NHL and the Players Association are putting the finishing touches on a format agreement. Both sides have agreed that it's going to be a best of seven in all four playoff rounds. They're going to have that weird ass best of five play-in round. But what is cool is that the teams will be reseeded after each round. It's not going to be bracketed, so that's obviously a great thing for fans of hockey. It's always fair. I love when they reseed after each round. It just seems to be the most fair way to do it, and it frustrates the hell out of me when they don't. But there you go, and it sounds like they are getting close to having something in writing, and now you got no excuse. Well, I mean, here's the only part that I find no real information and no real consensus on is where you doing it, because they've been throwing around all these different cities.
Just going to say, you know, it's great that they're making progress, and now the NHL is like, well, we're moving up to phase two, and everyone can report to work next week for limited workouts, and it's still voluntary. And as Pierre LeBrun said last night, that's really great, but the players aren't going anywhere until the next two phases are negotiated. I mean, yeah, you can show up for voluntary workouts, but I'm not risking, you know, getting hurt or pulling a hamstring or risking myself, you know, being exposed to the virus until I know what's in front of me. All that the NHL Players Association knows is that if they want to go work out, they can. But there's no clear future as to when training camps would start, when games would start, where the games are going to be played. The NHL, and it's good news because at least they're taking baby steps forward. The NHL is so far behind the NBA at this moment.
Hope, John. It's called hope.
That's what you got to rest on. Yeah, I agree.
All right, we got a break. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
At 5 of Sports Up, it's Toucher and Rich, and whereas you have the NBA full steam ahead, National Hockey League kind of figuring things out, soccer, they've even got their act together, and now you got baseball in the back just effing it all up, and yesterday was another chapter in the I don't think they're going to play story that is Major League Baseball in 2020, because after the owners basically drew a line in the sand saying, we've given you our final offer, and that is, if we have to do this, we're just going to play 50 games. We'll pay you the money that you want for those 50 games, but we're not going to play any more than that because the players wanted to have 114 games so they could make more money. The owners basically said, that's it. That's our final offer. What are you going to do? And the Players Association came out and said, well, that was our final offer, so what are you going to do? The Players Association released a statement saying earlier today we had a conference call with the executive board and several other players, the leaders in the Players Association. They said the overwhelming consensus of the board is that the players are ready to report, get back in the field. They're willing to do so under unprecedented conditions that could affect the health and safety of not just themselves but their family as well. And the league's demand for additional concessions was resoundingly rejected. Important work remains to be done in order to safely resume the season. We stand ready to complete that work and look forward to getting back on the field. And that means, what do we do now?
You know what? It's the posturing now. I've decided it's the posturing that's killing me. Both sides are trying to make themselves look like, hey, we're doing all we can. You know, we're doing all we can to get the season started. And that's essentially what Tony Clark's statement was last night. We're the good guys here. We're ready to play. We're ready to report. The owners are like, you know what? We're taking an enormous amount of losses. Look at the greedy players. You know, we can't pay these guys. You know, those guys are to blame. Neither side is going to meet each other in the middle, and the owners can afford to take the loss. I don't know how much money the players can afford to lose. They're not worth nearly as much. So essentially, like you just outlined, Rich, it's in the players' laps. It's all about the players. The players take a small piece of something or 100% of nothing at this point.
Well, technically, the negotiation is over. I know it's never over, but that's what this statement was. The owner said, this is our final offer. And the player said, well, we reject your final offer. And so now they're just standing there staring at each other, figuring out who is going to be someone who budges. But right now, the communication is done and over with. And what do you do now? While the NBA is doing what they're doing and embarrassing all the other leagues, to be quite honest, in how they've been able to knock this out and have basically a thorough plan that seems to make everybody happy, baseball is just peeing into the wind. Now, there was an interesting thing that came out yesterday, however, regarding if the season were to start. And that is that this whole thing about there being no fans all across the league might not be the case. Yeah. Because it sounds like baseball might be inclined to allow the local governments to decide if fans are allowed. Because, I mean, Texas came right out and said that they will allow, I think it was 50%
yes.
of their stadium's capacity.
Yep.
So that means Astros games, you could sell half the tickets to those games. You
Rangers,
know, the Rangers.
Rangers, yeah.
So and I don't think Texas is the only one. That's just the only one that I can think of. I think there were a couple other ones that have said, and I'm sure that there are in some other states of governments that would allow this. But so you have a case where you might end up having fans being able to show up at the game, and then there's no games. So I don't know how much that it's gotten to the point where now I did have somebody text me yesterday who I guess is close to some higher ups. This is not a very good source. I'll go ahead and tell you that, but it's somebody who says.
But you're gonna cite him anyway.
Yep. I'm gonna cite him anyway because that's what I do. And he said that he's convinced that baseball is coming back. This is he said that he has a high source.
I heard baseball. That too, and. I watched Carl Ravich on ESPN last week saying they're going to play. I think all of you are full of crap. They're not going to play. Baseball has proven one thing over the years, and for those of us who are diehard baseball fans, we've gone through this over the years. Baseball finds new and unusual ways to shoot itself in the leg and cripple its ability to reach other fans. And Tony Maz was on with us a couple of days ago. He's right. The product is not what it should be. It lasts a long time. All the other sports that it is competing with take less time to play than baseball. And baseball is a lot slower than all the other sports it's competing with. And if you are hell-bent on canceling this season, the diehards like us may finally get up from the table and leave. I mean, it's just, that's what we've gone through time and
walkers.
Time again. With our walkers, that's right. And after
the
we leave the table.
Baseball fans of America.
That's right.
We'll pick up our canes and leave our seats.
And we're going to forget we were there about 5 minutes after we leave. But ultimately, Rich, I think you understand what we're talking about.
Yeah,
you've already lost the casual fan over
true.
The last 20 years.
Yep,
now you're going to start to lose your core because all of us are sick and tired of this nonsense.
All right, we got to get to headlines because we have Burt Breer with us, and there's a lot to talk about. Obviously, the fallout from what happened with Drew Brees. The players are all angry. They released a video yesterday that was unbelievable. And we'll also get into a pretty interesting Tom Brady rumor that was thrown out there yesterday by Jason Lockenfora. No commercials, just Joe Murray's headlines. We'll be back with Burt Breer.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win. With FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.